Hey, this is Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. Sarah Beth and Sean, how are you?
Good. How are you guys? So it's Sarah Beth Donovan, media principal, president of Media Only, and Sean Crane, chief creative officer, and we're talking Mintz and Hoke. 50 years strong. I
got
to tell you guys this, because this is a unique interview to do, just in general. But long before I even got into radio, in the early 90s, I was a columnist for, I did a lot of writing for the New Haven Register, for the Connecticut Post. And I have to tell you, it's just been a life full of getting press releases with Mintz and Hoke at the bottom of them. It's been a life full of your contact person on this is Mintz and Hoke for so many stories I've done for so long now. You're like the go-to agency in Connecticut.
Well, hey, we got clients running on your station right now, too. So, hey, it's all coming full circle.
Name drop. Who do you got right now? Can you do that?
Yeah, Hartford Healthcare's on your air.
Yeah, that's it. How did Mintz and Hoke, tell me about the origins of it. 50 years, it's no joke. That's the Mad Men era. Wait a minute. Was Mad Men based on Mintz and Hoke?
Well, I think Mad Men made it up to about 1971, didn't they? That's when we started, 71. I think when
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
When Don was out there, right, singing Coke.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Great ending to that. That's a tremendous ending to that show.
Yeah.
I always found the world that you two inhabit to be really an exhilarating one and an exciting one, and I think that show did a good job of. I don't know if it's done that same way, but we've seen it in a million movies. You know, okay, you know, Betsy, what have you got for us? And they stand up. All right, you're really tired. It's been a long day. You're sitting on your couch, and it's pouring rain outside. You know, and they pitch their angle. And then that moment, because I love a turn of, you know, phrase and whatnot, the slogan. I love the slogan. And when because you deserve it. And then you wait to see it wash over the client's face. Because you deserve, you know, whatever. Johnson Mintz, because you deserve it. And then you wait to see if it's a go. I've always found that to be really exciting. Is that what it's been like for you two?
Well, I think certainly things have changed since the Mad Men days. But the core, you know, of what we do is still the same. We're still getting inside people's heads and trying to change perceptions.
Yeah. I mean, you went from tagline, you got to go, Mintz and Hoke, it's 50 years, you're doing something right, but there was a transition somewhere in there from slogan to hashtag, right? And you have to make that transition.
Yeah, we have to constantly be evolving. We have to watch where the consumers are going, where the media consumption is going, and adapt and evolve our messaging for our clients.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's half a century. That's a big milestone for any company in general, never mind in Connecticut. How many employees do you have? Do you mind my asking that? Is that all right to ask?
We're just about 50.
Yeah. Oh, that medium size? Would you go with medium size as far as the company's concerned there?
I think nationally you would say medium size. I think in Connecticut,
yeah,
we'd say large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comparable. Do you guys have each, is it the same one or two different, your favorite Connecticut campaign over the course of the 50 years? Do you have a favorite one that really stands out?
You know, Vinny, we can't pick amongst our children. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what's really telling is if you think about the last year and what that has shown us and different clients that we've had the benefit of adapting to and pivoting to the COVID crisis, like Hartford Healthcare,
yeah,
you know, getting the messages to keep our community well and informed at each point in the pandemic, when at first that was, you know, getting testing messages into the communities all the way to vaccines. And then you think about, you know, the work we're doing with Access Health Connecticut, yeah, against health disparities. But then you think about the unintended consequences or opportunities of the pandemic, and you think about all the pet adoption that took place. And we have the good fortune of working with Canine Company, a Wilton-based company in Connecticut,
who
has all of the different services to keep those pets safe and healthy as we all start to return to a more normal world, whether you need pet sitting or pet fencing or training and all of that. And who doesn't want to go back to Mohegan Sun and have the time of their life, right?
So, all right, yeah.
You know, we've got so many clients in so many different industries that really are the fabric of the Connecticut economic engine, and we're just proud to have an opportunity to give them voice.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, you keep bringing up Hartford Healthcare. Their affiliation, their name being tied to this brand new venue in Connecticut, that's exciting.
Super exciting, and I'm so excited we're going to be able to have shows this summer, and that's just going to be amazing for the Bridgeport community and beyond.
And now, speaking of hashtags, too, I have right in front of me, hashtag MintHoke50, hashtag immersively different. Tell me about immersively different. That's interesting.
Yeah, so that immersively different is our new articulation of what we've been doing for 50 years.
I love it.
So, we used to call it Street Smarts. The founders of the company had a philosophy of getting out of the office, out into the street, you know, to get into people's heads, to talk to whoever we can, to sit in on you know, with ride-alongs with clients, to do anything we can beyond traditional focus group research to get that edge. And that's what we call nowadays being immersively different. We immerse ourselves in our clients' worlds and our clients' customers' worlds. It's not really about our clients, it's about our clients' customers. And so we do all that we can to think the way that they do so that we can change those perceptions.
Yeah. I totally want to steal it. I want it to be the Vinnie Penn Project, immersively different. I really do. I think there's something compelling and captivating about those two words together.
Yeah, I think it's you know, we talk about that a lot. It's like people don't say immersively. It's sort of an awkward, you know, use of immersive, which is what makes it memorable, especially in just a two-word line like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a day and age where people, you know, social media, for better, for worse, people got their own taglines, their own slogans. Everybody's an advertising agency themselves, or at least they all present themselves that way. Treading water, you guys are doing more than that. Being 50 years strong, Mint and Oak, it's a testament to what you're doing. You're doing it right, because it's never been a more competitive time just as far as spreading the word. Every day we're all spreading the word, right?
Yeah, and there's an increasing, you know, we used to spread the word through three mediums, you know, radio, TV, and print. And now, you know, there's hundreds of ways to spread the word and places to spread the word.
Yeah. But that's also what keeps it exciting and fun.
Right.
We never have the same job twice. And I think about, we're really lucky to be able to get to do what we do, because every day brings us something new and you never get tired of a career in advertising.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. It's been a pleasure chatting with both of you. Sarah Beth Donovan, Sean Crane, and we're talking about Mintz and Hoke, 50 years, a Connecticut ad agency, 50 years strong. I love the five right above the O and Hoke. I mean, I've always been fascinated by this world. So I was actually really excited to talk to you guys. I think that's just a clever move, too, to put the five right above the O in Hoke. Brilliant. I don't know.
Thanks.
Whoever came up with it, a raise, I say. And if you hear me using the Vinnie Penn Project, immersively different, it's cool. You know, it's all good.
It's all good.
All right. Well, take care, guys, and thanks for calling in today.
Thanks so much, Vinnie.
Thanks, Vinnie.